Changing minds one thought at a time. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Empowering Women series. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I'm doing awesome, Akina. I'm so excited for tonight's show. It's been an amazing day just really getting connected today about the power that we have as entrepreneurs to create our life, and I'm super excited to share a little bit more about that with our listeners tonight.
Well, let's not keep them waiting. We are going to be speaking to a dynamic woman tonight. She is a serialpreneur, and she is going to be talking to us about how to stand up and then stand out. Without further ado, I would love to introduce to everyone Vicki Fitch. How are you doing today, Vicki?
Oh, my gosh, I'm fantastic. I am so excited to be here, Akina. You know I think you are the bomb.com girl. I am so honored that you and Jessica invited me on the show today, so thank you so much for letting me be here.
Well, you know, I couldn't have a show and not have Vicki Fitch on the line. So, yes, definitely, you know, it is definitely my honor. And I can't wait to get into this interview. So, Vicki, tell us about how you decided to stand up and stand out.
Well, you know, I actually have another book coming out probably later on this year, because I'm constantly feel like I'm writing books, information to help people, especially women, because I feel like we can sometimes get lost in the shuffle. If we don't have a really strong role model, that somebody that teaches us that it's okay to be who we are, no matter if that's tall, fat, skinny, smart, you know, it doesn't matter what we are, but we need to learn how to own it, right? And we need to learn how to stand up for ourselves and stand out in a crowd and not become that wallflower, not have somebody blend in like in this sea of sameness, just trying to blend in. That we have skills and we have talents, so we've got to be able to project those out and give them to other people so people can see us for the people that we are, the wise business entrepreneurs that we are, so we can excel in our fields. Did you want me to continue on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And if someone is really looking to excel in their field, and I know we were talking a little bit about this, that we say we often get in our own way. And then really, you know, we are so powerful that what we speak into existence is what we wind up happening in our life. And can you talk a little bit about that and really just how we as entrepreneurs can both create our success and hinder our success?
Absolutely, because, you know, I always say that we are a product of our own environment, right? That we've all grown up in certain circumstances, and they're going to be different circumstances, but we've grown up, and we're a product of our own environment. So we have a choice to make a change. We have a choice to stand up and stand out. We have a choice to say, okay, I realize that the way I grew up or the information I was given as a child or the information I've been given as a young adult or the information I've been given at these other stages in my life are not necessarily validated. You know, I call that the bully in your head, which is actually the next book I have coming out. So this year I have two. One is called Empowering Women to Stand Up and Stand Out. It's called Own It, you know, Empowering Women to Stand Up and Stand Out. And then the next one coming out is called Evict the Bully in Your Head, because that environment that we've grown up in has identified some bullies that we've allowed to take up residence in our brain, right? They're sitting there telling us that same information, that we're not good enough or that we haven't done it right or that we won't do it right. And so we've got to make that change, and we've got to spend time listening to podcasts like this about empowering women. We have to listen to, you know, motivational speakers or inspirational speakers that resonate a message that says we are good enough just the way we are. That, you know, for me, I'm a Christian, and I believe I have an audience of one, that's Jesus Christ. And he has given me, I say, to whom much is given, much will be required. And so we have to give back. And so we've got to find people that we can figure out, okay, this person has a set of values. This person knows who they are. This person is excited about what they're doing in life, and I want to follow that. I don't need to listen to this bully in my head anymore. I get to make a change. I get to make an adjustment, and I get to move forward. So I think that's how we get in our own way, is that we let the bully take over and tell us that we're not going to make it or that we're not good enough. But yet, you know as well as I do, when women get together, when we decide to do something, especially not just individually but as a collective unit, we can set the world on fire. There is nothing that can stop a pack of wild women that are ready to pursue their goals. It just can't happen.
Most definitely, Vicki, most definitely. And, you know, a lot of people, they're listening to you and saying, you can just do whatever you come to your mind. But they need to really know your story. They don't know that you started being an entrepreneur at the age of 12. Can you tell us about your entrepreneur story?
Absolutely. And it's kind of a funny story because when I was 12, you know, we didn't get iPhone 6 when we were like 6 years old, right? We actually had a phone, you know, that was attached to the wall. We had to stand there. And I wanted a phone in my room, which is a big deal back in the day. You know, I'm not going to say how old I am, but let's just say I'm, you know, I'm old enough to remember phones attached to the wall. And so I told my dad, I want a phone in my room. And he said, well, I'm not going to pay for it. You're going to have to pay for it yourself. So his friend owned a farmer's insurance agency, and he said to me, well, if you'll make phone calls and get people to book appointments with me, I'll pay you. And I was like, all right. And I call it ignorance on fire. I literally grabbed the phone book. I was the original telemarketer, I think, and although we weren't, you know, there was no negative connotations back then. And I just picked up the phone, literally starting from the very first name in the white pages, saying, hi, my name is Vicki from Farmers Insurance, and I was just calling to see if you'd allow us to give you a quote. And when I came out, I don't remember how long it was, but I came out and I had 26 names and phone numbers of people that were really willing to book appointments, and he almost passed out. He was like, are you kidding me? So that's how I started, and I realized at that young age that, hey, that this is something I can do. And I started doing some other entrepreneurial things, like washing my dad's trucks and hiring my friends to come in because he was a truck driver, and having my friends come in. And you know, I just started learning that. And then I bought my first house here in California when I was 19. And then I started my first company with employees when I was 20. So I've been an entrepreneur for a long time.
I love that. I also live in entrepreneur child, and I had a lot of businesses, and it was really, I think by the time I was six, I had gone through four different businesses. There was a lemonade business, and it wasn't a lemonade stand, like it was an actual lemonade business. I probably made, you know, 50 cents a day. It was awesome back then, right? You know, the things, but, you know, I actually, by the time I was, I want to say like 5, 6 years old, I grew up in the middle of nowhere and in just in New Jersey, and I had this business where I would take rocks, like big rocks, and then I would crush little rocks, and I would rub them to look like arrowheads, and I would sell them as Indian arrowhead fossils. But I was like 5 or 6 years old, I would go knock on the neighbor's doors and I would ask them to buy my rocks. But I actually made money doing it. It's kind of funny.
Ignorance on fire, right? We don't know,
yeah,
people
exactly.
Don't want it, so we sell it.
Exactly. I went around door to door selling rocks, and I did pretty well with it. My piggy bank was always really, really full. And then I was not only, you know, not only was I an entrepreneur, but I also was a really, really great banker as a child. So I used to go to my younger brother, and I would take all of my nickels, and I would exchange my nickels for his dimes. Because I would tell him that mine were bigger, and I was giving him, as like the wonderful big sister, I was exchanging my big nickels for his little tiny dimes. So I was, not only at five was I making money selling rocks, my money was making me money selling rocks, but a pretty impressive return on my portfolio.
I bet your brother's not so thrilled with that conversion ratio anymore.
Exactly. I don't know if he ever found out, so let's hope he doesn't listen to this podcast. But, right? I love it. You know, being an entrepreneur, it really is a way of being. It's a mindset. And it's something that some people have and some people comes very natural to them. You know, I am a full-time entrepreneur myself. I am, you know, I have that entrepreneurial spirit, that willingness to take risks, that idea where freedom is really the most important thing, that actually security, you know, being free is more important than that sense of security that people think, although in today's society it really isn't true anymore, that a 9-to-5 job provides them. You know, for you, what are some characteristics of that entrepreneur spirit, that mindset that's required to really take that leap and just say, hey, you know what, I'm going to make my life come true, I'm going to make my dreams come true, I'm not working for someone else. And I know it's a really big, big step that I know a lot of our listeners are thinking about and maybe hesitating towards taking.
Well, you know, I believe in a really simple philosophy, you know, in which I say at the end of every scope, it's on my message recorder, I always say dream it, believe it, and achieve it. And I really believe that's where it starts, is you have to dream. You know, people we are so suppressed as dreamers. You know, as kids, we're not taught, figure out what you love and make that your career. We go through ASFAB tests and this test and that test, and people start telling us what we fit into, what category we fit into, but nobody ever said when I was a kid, hey, pick something you love and then make that your career, because the money comes later. You know, the money's a bonus. When you're doing what you love, you never feel like you're working, and I really believe that. I'm not saying I don't work and I don't work hard, but when you do what you love, it's different. Like I was sharing with you earlier, you know, I was with Creative Memories for 17 years. I love scrapbooking. I absolutely love it. And I remember when I retired my husband, I used to sit and I would be working on my scrapbooks, and then he'd come home and then I'd feel like guilty. And then I'd go, wait, I do this for a living. You know, it was like, it's just so freeing. And so if for people that are interested in being an entrepreneur, find something you love. That's my absolute number one thing. Find something you love, because you really can. You can make an online business. You can make a business out of anything. I mean, there is a website out there. I think it's called Cat in Sinks, okay? And they have sponsors and people, and they're making money every day off a website that people get to post pictures of cats in sinks. I mean, you can't get any more basic than that, right? But find something you love and focus on it. And I also believe people need, I highly, highly recommend that they have a business coach or mentor. And that's probably one of the reasons that I do that is, you know, is because I know that if somebody had given me clarity and direction and what I call bend the bumpers on my bowling alley, I would have succeeded even faster than I did and never would have had to roll, you know, run off in the ditch. Like, and people don't need to do that anymore. There's such a wealth of knowledge and experience that's available, you know, for hire, but there's also tons of, you know, I offer tons of free stuff, tons of free training and stuff through Periscope and Blab and my blog. So find a business coach or mentor, even if you have to start bootstrapping it by using some of their free services. You know, I even give a free 20-minute consultation to get people in the right direction. Dream it, you know, figure out what you want to do, believe you can do it, and then go do it. It's breaking it down and calling it, reducing it to the ridiculous, right? It's as simple as it comes, but those really are the steps.
Wow, Vicki, yes. You know, that was so motivational, you know, and you make it sound so simple. You make it sound so simple. So I want you to talk to the people who are like, okay, so this sounds simple. Is this all I have to do? Can you tell us, you know, what are a few steps to get ready to get to stand up and stand out? Can you be an entrepreneur?
Absolutely. Now, I mean, and it depends, you know, I guess that's one of the reasons I do those consultations too, Ikeena, is because a lot of people don't know. They know that they don't want to leave their fate in someone else's hands. They know that some other company can go out of business, fire them, hire somebody younger or less experienced or cheaper or whatever, and they don't want to let anybody else control their destiny anymore, and they're ready to make a move, but they don't even know where to go. Now, if you know where you're going to go, then that's one thing, and we'd come up with a game plan for that. If you don't know where you're going to go, then again, that's a little bit different set, but again, those steps I said, you know, dream it, believe it, achieve it, the belief in yourself and developing some confidence that you can do it is such a critical piece. And then, of course, there's consistency. One of the chapters in one of my books is called The Queen of Consistency, because that is how when I started my first my business with employees, it was a bookkeeping and tax company, and I became the number one franchise in the country, right? And I was 19 years old, 20 years old. Why? Because I was incredibly consistent. I had already learned how to make those phone calls as a kid, right, and just get on the phone and just consistently make phone calls. But people don't understand that the ebb and flow of business, you have to stay consistent. You have to stay consistent, and that's where the work comes in, where it actually feels like work to do the parts that you don't want to do. But you can make a game. I always believe I can make a game, and I can make anything fun, whether I'm doing it for 10 minutes and then I'm stopping, whether I reward myself at certain points, it doesn't matter. We have to pick personality types, in my opinion, and help each person gauge how they're going to run their business so they can stand up and stand out. Now, I have a son that has Asperger's, so I have to treat him differently, adjust the way I say, what words I say, what rewards I do. You know, I have to adjust things. It's the same way with customers. It's the same way with team members. It's the same way with employees. We have to learn to adapt to people's personality styles and to communicate effectively. So we have to communicate effectively with ourselves. What works for me? How can I be the best me I can be? we got to start listening to positive things, you know, listening to podcasts like this, getting in the right mindset, reading the right books. And again, you know, having someone help us identify what business we're going to do and then coming up with a plan so you can execute the plan and actually have measurable steps so you can say, I'm on track, I'm off track, I need to put myself back on track. So that might have sounded a little off from what you were saying, but we really do have to evaluate each person individually. But it does start with belief and it starts with consistency.
Yeah, you know, Vicki, I couldn't agree anymore. And for me, you know, we talked about this as we were getting ready for the show, is that we are oftentimes our own worst enemy. We often get in our way when we're trying to create success in our business. And I'm rereading the book, Joel Osteen's book, The Power of I Am. The truth is that we really do speak our lives into existence. Whatever we say, you know, after I am is what we attract and what we create into our lives. And, you know, I know we're all Christians on this call. I believe strongly in the power of God. And one of the things that I believe is that God is a limitless God, but he has one limit in what he can do, and that's he cannot give us more than we believe we're worthy of receiving. That's the only thing he can't do. He can't give us a blessing if we walk around and we start saying that it's not going to happen or that we're not worthy of it, we can't receive it. And oftentimes when we have these big ideas, we want to have these big jumps in our lives, and we get these blessings and opportunities, and we immediately start to self-sabotage ourselves by saying, you know, I can't do this. I'm not really worthy of this. And to be honest, the reason I started rereading that book is because I actually did it myself today and in my education business. And I actually work with children with autism and Asperger's, and I own an education company. And I had this offered this from a new client that would increase my income by a lot. And I immediately started in my head all the reasons why I shouldn't do it, all the reasons why I shouldn't take it, all the reasons it should go wrong. And I started telling, you know, my friends, oh, my goodness, I got this great opportunity. And I started to talk myself out of it. I already started to speak it out of existence, right? We can speak good things into existence, and we can also take away opportunities from ourselves, speak them out of existence just as easily. Our words are really, really powerful, and I truly believe that. You know, Akeen and I are big on affirmations. We have out two different books on affirmations. We just put out two different meditation affirmations. We're going to be putting those out more consistently as well. For me, affirmations are just one of the most powerful ways that we can really program our life. See, the cool thing about it is that, you know, if it's true, right, that whatever we put after I am is what we attract into our life, the extension of that, right, is that basic logic, if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. But the logic of that is that we then can create our lives through the power of our words. I mean, when we get connected to that, we have this sense of power that's absolutely, truly extraordinary, right? Whatever we say after I am is going to be true. We could actually design our lives just by speaking things into existence. I believe that. And like you said, it really comes down to, like, you know, the mindset, that belief that we're worthy of it. And it's oftentimes that the hardest thing to do is to reprogram that mindset. And I love how you're talking about going to mentors as well. One of the first things I did is I went to a mentor and I said, okay, look, I had this amazing opportunity. I already feel myself sabotaging. I already hear my words, my body language changing. What can I do now? And he gave me this list of, he's like, okay, this is what you need to do. And these are the exercises you need to go through. And they all really are affirmation-based. They're all based upon that idea, that reprogramming the mindset to know that I'm worthy of it and to claim it and to receive it rather than talking myself out of it. So, you know, I just think it's truly powerful. And then do you use affirmation yourself, Vicki, in your own practice?
Well, I mean, maybe not exactly in the same way that you're saying, but I believe in, you know, motivational quotes and affirming. I do affirm myself. I try to be very, very careful about the words that come out of my mouth. And as I coach clients, when they say, I'm so stupid or I'm so that, I say, you know, we want to definitely, the things, the information, you know, the whole garbage in, garbage out concept is the same thing. We need the things coming out of our mouth and inside our brain, like I was telling you about evict the bully in your head, that bully needs to be retrained. He's got to be, you know, he needs his eviction notice. Now, if he wants to get with the program and he wants to change his attitude and start sharing good things with you, that you are smart enough, you are good enough, you're strong enough, you're fast enough, you know, if he wants to start sharing those, we'll let him keep up residence forever and a day. He can bring in friends and neighbors, anybody he wants that's going to continue cheering us on. But if he's going to give us negative connotations, he's going to smart mouth us. If he's going to, you know, give us information that makes us feel less than he needs to go. So we have to, the things that come out of our mouth go right into the ear and are the same thing. So the things inside our head and outside is double powerful. So we need to say, whenever, like for instance, whenever I get stressed out, I say to myself out loud, you've got this. You've got this. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. Take a deep breath. I can do it. Whatever things, because you need your mind to hear that. So I totally believe in that. And I also believe, you know, when people say, you know, I can't, you guys have probably heard the acronym, I certainly am not trying, is what CAN't stands for. But I always tell people, turn it into the how can I. I don't want to hear what you can't do, because that's limiting and it stops you in your tracks and identifies. It's a definitive statement. I can't do such and such. Says to yourself, your mind, your body, your spirit, your everything, I can't do that. When you change that question around and say, how can I? How can I make it there by 10 o'clock? How can I complete those taxes? How can I increase my income? How can I hire a mentor or a business coach when my finances are tight? How can I secure that new job? It's not I can't anymore. Now it automatically, because the brain goes into an autonomic state, and I'm sure you guys know this, but when a question is asked, then the brain starts to formulate an answer. When a statement is made, the brain validates. So it's just like going through a mental inventory. When you say, how can I, and ask yourself a question, your body, your brain starts formulating a response. How can I make it there by 10? Well, and it just starts going. So we have to ask ourselves questions and give ourselves the flexibility to start thinking outside of the box instead of staying inside that tight little confinement. And that's one of the reasons that I say own it. Own who you are. You know, stand up and stand out. What can you think of? How can you think differently that will present differently so other people can catch your vision? How can we address a situation that might be challenging and say it in a different way? How can we? So, again, get dispose of the I can't and start asking yourself how can I questions, and that will give you the power you need to open up your mind and start reaching beyond there and even asking other people, like those business coaches, like those mentors, like trusted advisors. That gives us opportunity to start to expand our thinking. Hopefully that answered your question.
Wonderful, Vicki. Wonderful. You know, I know you're doing a lot of different things right now, and I would love for you to tell the audience about that, as well as, you know, maybe a takeaway that they should get from the show tonight.
Well, as you know, Akina, I am, you know, I'm an expert in the direct sales industry. I've been in the industry 20 years. I've spent more than 10 years top 10 sales and recruiting internationally. And so I've flown all over the world speaking and training other people to do the same. And so because of my passion, you know, I ended up becoming a business coach and mentor. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've built and sold 4 companies, a bookkeeping and tax company, a construction company, and 2 gourmet food service companies. So I have this breadth of knowledge that kind of extends onto different things. And one of the key things that I find, again, where I own it and I know that I'm different and that where I can stand up and stand out, is to let people know I'm really good at looking outside what I call the 5,000. Everybody in an industry is looking at the same people. You know, in the direct sales industry, we look at our family and friends. We look at this, we look at that. I look outside those things. And it's amazing when we start to look outside that box what we can come up with and how we can find niche markets and how we can find people instead of where we're competing, because that's what we end up finding, especially, you know, we're competing with the people, the same people for a similar product or the same product, instead of looking for a market where people are seeking us out, where all of a sudden we've put ourselves in place as an expert in the industry or as a great resource or someone that's helping other people identify that our product or service can fill a need they weren't even seeing that they had before or weren't noticing, or we're putting packages together that will simplify their lives. So as we look at those things, we can start to create our own new reality, no matter what business you're in or what things that you're trying to do. And that's why getting outside the box will give people a jump start to say, oh, I don't have to, I'm not competing against Mary and Sue and Martin. Or like look at the insurance industry, for instance. There are tons of carriers. There's tons of different people. They do different specialties. But, you know, you could take one industry that you're familiar with, one specific thing, and you can start to build and get referrals and turn those people into raving fans. So when you ask me for a takeaway out of today, I want people to understand that they need to truly own who they are. Own your, you know, if you're eccentric, own that and make that part of your personality or part of what's going on. If you are really passionate about something specific in your business, be you. You know, there's so many people trying to be like other people, so many people that are trying to mimic or emulate other people. It's okay for you to learn principles and basics and get some things down that will make your business consistent, but never lose who you are, because being authentic, and I know some people don't like that word because they feel like it's overused. I feel like it's a really perfect word. For me, authentic is someone that I really like because they like themselves. They know who they are. They like who themselves, and that's what authentic means to me. So, you know, if they could just be authentic, you know, and just be who they are and learn to love themselves just the way they are by, you know, again, increasing in your skills, increasing in your abilities, increasing in your knowledge base, but owning who you are. That would be my biggest thing. And like I said, have someone else that you trust tell you, you know, where you're going off track. Because let's face it, if you're in a body of Christians and your authentic self drops the F-bomb every 5 seconds, you're missing that market, right? They're not going to respond so positively to that market. So have a trusted advisor or friend give you guidance or direction in those areas, but be authentic and be real and own who you are. You are okay the way you are. It doesn't mean you can't improve, but own who you are, love who you are, you know, and learn how to be authentic.
I love that.
Awesome, Vicky.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being on our show tonight. It was certainly a privilege and pleasure to have you on as a guest.
Well, it's been my pleasure. I really appreciate being here, and I hope that I was able to give your audience and your listeners, you know, something to really strive for and to, you know, to continue working on.
Absolutely. And Akeen, is there anything you want to add before we close our call down for the evening?
Yes, Vicky, I want to thank you for being on the show. And can you please tell the audience where they can find you?
Absolutely. The best place to reach me is at my website, which is VickiFitch.com, VickiFitch.com. I've got some great stuff over there. You can go to the freebies page. As a matter of fact, on Friday tomorrow, a new freebie is even coming out. But right now, you got a Rockstar Guide to Social Media there. There's some great tools. And I would love to do a free consultation for any of your listeners that might be struggling, trying to figure out either what business to go into or how to excel in the business they're in. If they go to the Work With Me page and click on the link that says Let's Get This Party Started, they can fill out that survey there. And in the comment section, if they mark that they saw me, if they heard about me on your show, I'll give them 30 minutes instead of 20 minutes. So that'll be a special gift from me to your listeners and to help get them on track. And it's completely free. And I will do 30 minutes to an hour with the prep work in advance to make sure that that I am well prepared and able to give them a lot of value during that. They can also follow me on social media at Vicky_Fitch. And most places on Facebook, it's VickyFitch1. And on Instagram, it's actually at Park Lane VP because I am a vice president for Park Lane Jewelry, and so I do my Jewelry of the Day photos there.
Wonderful. And if Vicky said something to you tonight that really resonated with you, please find this podcast on ChangingMindsOnline.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, our YouTube channel.
Awesome, everyone. Well, I just like to end my portion of the call the same way every week and just let our audience know we love you. We are so grateful for you. Thank you for allowing us to be really part of your journey and taking your life to the next level. God bless you. Make it a really powerful week, and we will be back with you on Sunday for our Empowering Faith series. Until then, make it a great week, everyone. Good night.
Good night, everyone.